We are today having two major enemies between beyond the virus itself. It's the fatigue among the population, the fatigue among the decision makers, but also the fatigue for donors, and that's an important one. The last one, the risk, is also this element of complacency, where people are starting to celebrate. We indeed have done a great progress, but there's a lot of work remains to be done, and I would like to highlight. The second point, which has also been highlighted, but of repeating, is what David has mentioned, which is the community leadership. I would like to highlight that if we have learned anything from this crisis, is the extraordinary resilience and extraordinary leadership of the community themselves. They are the ones who really have made the major difference in the field and the result we have been able to achieve. And it's important that we share this leadership in any future plan of reconstruction or we should listen to the communities. We should now capitalize on the momentum we have created with the communities. And it's extremely important to remember that in Africa, all the life is around community. Ebola has destroyed more beyond the life, beyond the economy. Ebola has destroyed the best value we have in Africa, living in communities, trusting your neighbors, visiting beyond borders. That, unfortunately, is today under threat. And therefore, I think any future plan should build around strengthening this community leadership. My third point and my last point, in order to be brief, is just coming from the field. I would like us here, and I think the Minister of Netherlands has highlighted that, to remember all those who are not in this room today, all these frontline workers, volunteer from NGOs, volunteer from the local communities, volunteer from government, from UN and others. They are doing an extraordinary work. They have put their life under risk. They have been the ones who are paying the highest risk. And I think it's important that their voice is heard here.